This is Fresno's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Your lead story, a Fresno fast food restaurant evicted. What's the story here?
Yeah, you don't see this too often. So people visiting the Del Taco on Shaw and Brawley in Fresno, probably a little bit disappointed over the weekend. So it shut down, actually. And as you said, the business was evicted from the building altogether. If you were to go, you'd see the eviction notice on the door, kitchen equipment all cleared out. So what happened was the landlord had to sue the franchise owner for that building, for that Del Taco, for owing about $50,000 in past-due rent, property taxes, damages for overstaying their lease. So we had a little trouble getting hold of the parties involved. Not sure if it's a done deal, if Del Taco is never going to be coming back to that corner. I think it's been there for quite some time. Or this is kind of the same area where that big Walmart had to relocate to the even bigger Walmart. So there's a lot of vacancy in that shopping center. So we'll let you guys know how that plays out. It was one of my favorite Del Tacos in Fresno, so I'm a little bummed to have to report that.
Yeah, I love the small red burritos and a crunchy taco every now and then. I'm with you on that one. All right, let's talk about non-profit doggy treat maker, and they're offering a new way for us to access them.
Yeah, this is neat. So there's a mobile dog treat van that's going to be cruising around Fresno. You'll know it when you hear them playing Hound Dog by Elvis Presley over their loudspeakers to announce their presence. So this is the brainchild of St. Francis Homeless Project, which is a unique nonprofit that gives homeless women and women in recovery for substance abuse a place to work, a place to receive dog training, receive job training, and in this instance, they're making dog treats. It took them about 4 years of planning. They raised about $4,000 to buy this Mazda vehicle. They're going to drive around the neighborhoods, parks, food truck events. They're going to be making deliveries to houses. And it's going to help increase exposure for this nonprofit. They do a lot of great work, and apparently their all-natural dog treats are a big hit. So good news there.
Now that's business news to start the week. Nice job. Nice job, Gabe Dillard. Have a decent work
Thank
week,
you,
buddy.
Tony.
All right. You want more on these stories and all news that is business, you need to pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.